Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm Scott Allison. I've got Charles Ducote with me, and we've got a lot of neat properties. Charlie, this one, we got one right here at 3801 Waco Street.
I know where that is.
It's easy. It's been here a while. $129,900.
Oh, that's a bargain. That's a really nice house too, Scott.
It's vacant. Easy to show. Would you show that to me?
In a minute. Anybody wants to look at it, call the office and let me know, and I'll be there for you.
2805 Waco Street. These are the new construction ones.
Right.
Okay. This is what amazes me. This is what Gretchen did, and they're building them. And I'm proud of them, but I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know how they're building them for $129,900.
I don't either. I guess they got all their pencils sharp.
Well, and they have to, because yeah. just the cost, and we all know this, when you fill your car up with gas, the cost of fuel right now is up.
Right.
And it's not to build a house and say, well, what do you mean the cost of fuel? You have to haul. You have to truck all the materials. And then everything else, this is a heck of a deal at $129,900, I'll tell you.
It really
is. She's got four of them.
Gretchen has four?
Yes. They're all new constructions.
And she's doing a wonderful job over there for you, Scott.
Well, you know this one right here. Speaking of you and your buddy, Mr. Todd Cawthorn. Good man.
Good man. Wonderful man.
How about 2566 Sunset Drive?
That's a nice property also. We need to get that one.
I know you have a couple offers. I'm surprised this one hadn't sold, though. It's big. It's a lot bigger than it looks.
I just don't think enough people have had a chance to look at it, Scott. We just call us. Let me know. Let the office know. I'm there for you. I'll be there waiting on you if you'll come on over and look at it.
Well,
that'll help.
I'll give you an incentive to go look at it. It's reduced $10,000. It's reduced down to $134,900.
Well, that's a bargain.
That is a bargain.
In this market today, that's a real bargain.
And when you look at it, on the outside, you're going to go, God, this doesn't look that big. It is. It's deep and low maintenance, but neat house.
Very conveniently located, too.
Oh, it is. You walk right across the street.
Yeah.
I tell you, because that little donut shop there, and the guy's bought several properties from us. Nice guy, the Donutopia.
Yeah.
Have you tried their donuts yet?
Actually, I haven't.
I think they're the best in San Angelo.
I guess I'm going to have to go by there so I can endorse them.
What are the hot dog deals they have?
They're like a hamburger donut or something.
Yeah. Unbelievable. But anyway, very good place. A little free plug there. Okay, you're very familiar with this subdivision. Laura, 122 Laura Drive.
Right.
I think every street in the subdivision is after Ducote, isn't it?
Well, that goes back a long way. My father, many years ago, had owned that piece of property out there and ultimately ended up being a really nice subdivision. So people need to go look at that property.
Okay.
It's on the east side of town.
And it's in Wall School District, Charlie.
Wall, yeah.
Okay, now let me tell you the real good thing. $167,000. Good deal?
Good deal.
How about if we lower it to $156,000?
Well, that's
we sound like a car dealer now, don't we? Let's lower down.
That's like hitting the lotto. That's
it,
a
it
wonderful
is.
House in a great, great neighborhood, by the way.
And Wall. Wall's a good school district.
Yeah.
Texas. Now, this is Brian Kinder has this one. It's in Sheffield, Texas. So it's a little ways out there, but it's a beautiful little place. It's priced at $164,900.
Sheffield.
I didn't realize where Sheffield really was, but it's right off the interstate now.
Yeah, well, it's a long way out there, but it'd be a great place to go any time of the year. Summer, vacation, winter.
Okay. This one, this will be sold to in a week, if it's not already. 3027 Southland. It's priced at $169,900.
Another great property.
Literally, you can tell where that one is. It's easy to find. Southland Boulevard. Neat property. 3814 Sunset Drive. That's what we had this one open last Sunday, but here's the good news on it. We just reduced it to $164,900.
That's another bargain.
Oh, it's got a circle driveway. It's because Sunset is a busy street, so you know that. It's convenient to everywhere, though. But you got the circle drive, so you don't really have to worry about parking, and makes that kind of nice. We got one at Great Creek. Nice house out in Great Creek for $186,000.
That's an area that's really been growing, and the homes have really improved a lot out in the Great Creek area.
Well, the Buffalo Heights area out there is just going crazy. Okay? New construction. This is just starting. And this is on Caroline, and it's going to be priced at $194,936. How they came up with that price, I have no idea. Let's say $195,000.
Four-bedroom?
It is a four-bedroom.
That's probably the reason.
Priced at $197,000 in Big Lake. I think it's the only house left in Big Lake, and we just listed it. I think he was the sheriff or deputy or something that had this house. Neat, clean, brick home. Mm-hmm. And if you've gone to Big Lake, be careful, because there's trucks, traffic.
But
unbelievable.
Scott, Big Lake is a booming town with all business going out there, It would be a great investment for anybody.
Well, a buddy of mine that works at Stripes, he said that Stripes store is like one of their number one stores. He goes, 3 o'clock in the morning, you go to that Stripes, they're waiting in line to cash out. That's how busy that little town is right now. How about this one, 4917 Royal Oak Drive. 212. This is one's going to be open Sunday. New, brand new. Cynthia Mandela said this one.
That's another wonderful piece of property.
Well, and it's a, that's a neat little area, kind of close to Bottom School District. This is house, and this is talking about the floor plan. This floor plan we were talking about earlier. This is 3023 Champion Circle, priced at $289.9. I don't know if it's going to stay at $289. I'll tell you why. Mitchell has gone way overboard on this house.
Well, he does, but what a great builder Mitchell is.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible.
But the granite, he's got granite everywhere.
Everywhere. That's a beautiful home and well insulated, too. That's another thing about that house.
That has that foam insulation.
Yes, yeah,
and, you know, I did that in the house we did before. And, folks, I'm going to tell you, and I know it's more money, because to give you an idea, to insulate a house is about $5,000. To do the foam is about $10,000. But it's night and day. I mean, in the attic, you can walk in the attic of this house when it's 100 degrees outside and sit up there. It's like, it's okay. It's nice. It's just amazing.
Well, it's a kind of a little gated community in a way. It's really, it's walled, and it really is a great place to live, a safe place. I don't know how many people know where Champion Circle is, but if you don't, look it up. Call me, and I'll be glad to give you a tour.
You will. Just Charlie's on a roll for that tour. It's really, it's right off South, it's College Hills Boulevard, as I say that. Now, this little country little living house right here, oh, no, is it? Now, tell me the right. Is it Spring Creek? It is Spring Creek, right, by Martson?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm telling the right deal here. $298,000. It's got a little cabin on it. The water is beautiful. San Augustine grass. He's planted all down there by it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of water property available anymore, especially for that. You need to see that one to really appreciate it.
Well, and it is. And you said, and water's like gold in West Texas.
Exactly.
I mean, if you thank the dear Lord for the rain we had. If we hadn't had that, we would have been in a mess.
What a great summer place to bring your family and your friends. You've got to see that one also to believe it.
Twin Lakes out at Dove Creek. That's a neat little subdivision.
That's another great, yeah. Well, we got a lot of great subdivisions in San Angelo. They've been well designed and well taken care of. And my congratulations to those people who go out there and start those communities.
Here's one on Brook Hollow Lane. It's got the man-made lakes right off Sunset Drive, and this is a beautiful home. A friend of mine from Sonora, Texas, owns this one right here. And a lovely lady, Linda, I was going to say Linda Love, but it is. And she's got it decorated. This is a very, very beautiful home. $379.5.
Priced right for that neighborhood.
Right. And it's something about water, too. And I don't live on the lake anymore. I used to. But I'll tell you, there's something you can have a horrible, horrible day, and you can go sit in your back, and you can just look at the water. There's something about that water that just... It just calms you down. Just makes it nice.
I know you don't live on the lake, Scott, but you really got to settle down and stay where you are.
I do.
That's a great home you're living in.
I call apartment movers. You know, Jack works there now, Schrader. Jack's a wonderful guy. And I talked to him, and I said, "You're not going to believe this, Jack, but I'm moving again." He just started laughing. He said, "Really? Surprise, surprise. How about this? 262 Country Club East Circle. Tommy's got this one, and they just lowered that from 400 and oh my God! Down to $397.
Holy mackerel! Well, that's incredible.
Yeah, especially horses.
Yes,
this is a horse lover's perfect setup.
It is. Got facilities for horses and beautiful, very private neighborhood too.
Okay, Vista Arroyo. Then this to me is one of the premier streets in San Angelo. Nice, nice home and a huge home, and they lowered this one down from 489 to 479. But when you look at it, I'm going to tell you right now, this is one you need to call Charlie. He'll show you this one, too. But it's got a swimming pool in the back. It's got a little house in the back. From the front, it's a beautiful home, but it's way, way bigger than it looks, too. So if you have a large family, this is your house.
That street has always had some beautiful homes on it over the years.
And you know, this is where Fred lives, Vista Arroyo. Used to live there, too. How about this one on Edinburgh, 489? That's a neat house right there. That's one that Cynthia has. It has like two master suites. You can have a third master suite. It's got like four different views, and it backs up to the state park.
Well, that one's probably going too cheap, even at that price, Scott.
Well, the cool thing is the state park behind you. You know, if you don't want neighbors, you want somebody butting right up next to you, they're not going to build on the state park, so you're set there pretty good. I got to pick up the pace a little bit here. We still got a lot of new stuff. Okay, Mesquite Lane. How nice is that house?
That's incredible.
The best part of the whole lake, the deepest part of the whole lake
again,
on Asworthy.
Audience out there, you need to call, ask for somebody to show you these homes. You're not going to know till you see them, and believe me, you'll find the right one out there. We'll find one for you.
Well, this is priced at $869,000. So that's a chunk of change. But this house, it's got the gate. Remote control opens the gate. The laid rock, kind of like out of Bentwood on the clubhouse, so it's laid flat, which I think is beautiful.
Beautiful lot. Beautiful. Convenient to everything.
And the gazebo. Airport,
San Angelo.
It's neat. And now that we have water in the lake, it's even neater.
Yeah, pray for rain.
We went just from 800,000. How about we go all the way to a little place on 48th Street, a little lot, for 8,900. So we got you covered. If you want to go from 8,900 to 890,000, we got it all in between.
You know, that area out there is growing, too. Those little lots are selling. People are building nice little homes on them.
Well, there's a little lot on West Avenue T for $39.9. I mean, and that's commercial. We know how that's going. And Paradise Lane, what Paradise Lane's going to work, it's going to go. You can have a modular home out there, which is getting more and more popular. If you go down Brighton, you can see how they popped up.
Mm-hmm.
But and affordable. But for $49.9.
That's a bargain. I mean, for somebody looking for their first home.
Another one on 48th Street for $50,900.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
47th Street, we've got some lots out there for sale we just listed.
Okay, how about a Ballinger? 86 and 8. I wouldn't look at this one. This is on the river, and I didn't realize that's the Colorado River.
Right.
Goes through there. Perfect. The little hunting little area. Build you a little cabin out there. The water's pretty. You got on the water for 86 and 8.
Well, for you dove hunters out there and turkey and deer, what a wonderful
You can see
property.
The turkey tracks all over this
it's
place.
It's great. You need to look at that
15.8
one.
15.8 acres.
And it is priced very reasonable.
For on the water.
Yes, sir.
And that is a waterfront property. Price at 328. This one, another piece of track. Look at this right here. 15,000 is 22 acres, 15,000 an acre.
That's incredible. The way property's been going with all the oil business, the boom going on around here. Believe me, folks, these prices are really reasonable. Just call us and we'll show them to you.
We've got one that's 277 acres, and I call it the Hunter's Haven. Here's why. This place it's kind of not quite square, but it kind of almost is. On one side's a county road, on the other side's a county road. On the other two sides are farmed areas, so all the crops are going. And this is mesquites. So the deer, and it's got a big pond, so the deer hang out and hide in the mesquites. They jump out and eat the farmer's food, then they jump back and hide in the mesquites. That's why I call it the Hunter's Haven.
It is. It's a really neat piece of property, too. It's not that far from town, from San Angelo, either.
Right by Miles, Texas.
Right by Miles.
Stop by, was it Scormitz, the meat place?
Yeah.
That's great sausage right there. We've got a new ranch, and I think this is way too cheap. This is priced at $595 an acre, and I think for ranch land, that's too cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2670 acres, so it's a good-sized ranch.
Right outside of Ozona, right? Am I right?
Yes, Scott? You are 100% correct. Debbie's got that one just a hair under. It's $1.5 million. Mm. But at $595 an acre, that's...
Well, it's well-fenced and stocked with deer and turkey and whatever else you want to hunt.
Well, we've got it. Don't forget our open houses. And remember, if you missed the show, if you missed one, because we've had some really good shows already so far, you can go to sallison.com and listen to any of our shows. Jeremy tapes them, sends them to Gail, does it. It's all set up there for us. Or you can get all the information Charlie's talking about, all the houses we have for rent. Go to sallison.com. And remember, it's going to change. I think she changes it every other day. So you can go there and know that. And it has Charlie's number, which is 234-6000.
Right.
Or the cell phone that the girls keep, which...
3404. 763-3404.
Or call the office, 949-5575. And at last resort, you can ask for me, and I'll try to help you with any of these properties.
Okay. Scott, this has been wonderful. Thanks again for giving me the opportunity to be here with you.
Well, hey, thanks for giving the Dakota deal. Yeah, that's a cool deal.
Summer's going to be over with. School's going to be starting. The vacations are going to be coming along. And if you need really to buy some really interesting things for your family for the holidays, coffee, tea, and spices, you get a discount.
Well, and I'll tell you another deal. This just came back from one of our TAR meetings, and the head economist for Texas A&M, he said, you know what the best investment you can make right now is? Buy the house next door. Seriously, he goes, that the way the real estate market is right now, and this isn't coming from Scott Allison, this is coming from Dotzer, which is one of the leading real estate economists, I guess, in the nation, really.
Right.
Even though he's from A&M.
Now, if you do buy that second home right close by, let us manage it for you.
That's the whole deal.
Get ready to sell it.
And see, it'll work perfect. You can sell them a house and then manage it.
That's right.
Hey, folks, we appreciate you listening in. You have a great week, and we'll catch you next week.
Yeah. God bless y'all out there. Thank you.